It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Brell. New data out Tuesday shows the western U.S., including California, is leading the country in home price recovery. Steve Milne reports.
The numbers compare home values nationwide from the past 4 months, March through June, with the previous 3 months, December through February.
The West outperformed all of the regions that we track, came in very strong with a 3.5% quarterly gain on the year-over-year. It's up 4%.
Alex Villacorta is with the Truckee-based house price tracking firm Clear Capital, which released the numbers. California by itself saw a 2.8% quarterly gain and year-over-year growth of 2%. About one in three homes is still bank-owned, or an REO. Villacorta says one factor that's driving price growth is rental rates are increasing and vacancies are decreasing, creating a demand for more rental inventory and driving up values of homes in the lower end of the price spectrum.
There's a lot of distressed inventory out there ready for tenants to move right in after some, you know, repairs. So with that dynamic, we're really seeing this resurgence of REOs now being a desired asset. And in California, we see this especially.
Villacorta projects prices in California will increase another 5% over the next 6 months. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
California ended its fiscal year with revenues falling short of expenses by just under $1.5 billion. But Controller John Chung says a strong final month helped the state close its books on June 30th in slightly better financial shape than before.
Our income tax revenues were stronger than projected. We came in close to 8% higher. Our sales taxes came in about where they were projected to be.
That was partially undercut by June corporate tax revenues, which came in well short of expectations. The original budget Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic lawmakers passed last year relaxed extra 4%.